Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all got to stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
The Drive. First to breaking news in Kansas City.
Oh, we got breaking news here on The Drive. Rob Britton right now in for Carrington Harrison. Carrington slunk out early. He had a flight to catch. He gave me the 5:30 and 5:45 segment. He thought, it's a Friday night. I'll get out of town. Oh, was he wrong? Breaking news into The Drive per Nate Taylor, who you heard on the show about half an hour ago. New story. Chiefs left tackle Josh Simmons expected to rejoin the team in a few weeks. He goes on to say within the article, a logical timeline would be early November following the Chiefs bye. But I will bring in Logan Weber now. Logan, Nate's story gives us a more definitive timeline to expect Chiefs left tackle Josh Simmons to rejoin the team.
Thank goodness. Now I think everybody can stop speculating their heads completely off their shoulders. That's first and foremost. People can stop trying to throw darts at the dartboard and trying to guess as to what the situation is. We heard from Andy yesterday. Now this news today. It sounds as if Simmons is going to be back at some point this year, because that was a long time conversation, right? Their consideration of, will Josh Simmons return at all this year? We're going to get him back. And it sounds as though it's not going to be for the Bills game. Obviously not for this game on Monday against the Commanders, but that bye week hits, maybe you get him back for that Broncos game or even the following week. That'll be a massive game against the Indianapolis Colts.
So we're taking this in real time. So let me ask you this, because Nate's story does say a logical time. He doesn't say hard and fast definitive, but a logical time for Josh Simmons to rejoin the team would be after the bye week, during the bye week, excuse me. So that would be after the Bills game, which would mean he will have missed four games with the team. And Jalen Moore, to date, with two of the games he's missed, we still have two to be determined in theory, has played really good left tackle. Do you think Josh Simmons is walking back and his starter job is locked and it is his, or is he coming back to a competition? Because I would say we now know a timeline. We do not know the why. And I can't speak for your show, Logan, but Carrington, I've always said, I honestly don't care about the why. Yeah. I've always just wondered the what's next. We now have an idea of what's next. Is Joshua Simmons coming back to be a starter, or is he just coming back to the team, in your opinion, because of how Jalen Moore has played?
I would say it's probably more of the latter, in my opinion. The way that Jalen Moore has played these last few weeks, and frankly, the situation that the Kansas City Chiefs are in. I'm not saying that he's going to come back and Jalen Moore is going to be the de facto starter, but I also believe that he's not just going to come back and automatically be the number one left tackle again. You mentioned the word competition. There's going to be a battle now at that left tackle position again, starting from the time Josh Simmons arrives back in Kansas City through potentially the rest of this regular season. And that is because the Kansas City Chiefs are a Super Bowl contending football team. That is not news to anybody on planet Earth, but it's important to think about that when it comes to this context, because if Josh Simmons was the starting left tackle for the New York Jets or the Miami Dolphins, then there's certainly an opportunity for Simmons to come back and immediately be reinserted into that left tackle spot, because it's not as if the Jets or the Dolphins are in a real contention sort of mindset. They're not vying for a division title. They're not vying for a high seed and trying to get themselves to a Super Bowl for a chance at a Lombardi. That's where the Chiefs are. And if there's one thing we know about this Kansas City Chiefs team, as good as Josh Simmons was prior to his leaving the team to handle his family situation, they are going to play the guy that they believe is best suited for the moment to help them win football games, because that is all that matters to the Kansas City Chiefs. Not next year, not 2 years from now, not 3 years from now, which if the Chiefs were in a different mode, it would change your thinking, right? Because Josh Simmons does appear to be the left tackle of the future for the Kansas City Chiefs, not Jalen Moore. But Jalen Moore has been with the team all year. Even when he wasn't starting, even when he wasn't playing, he was still at practice every day. He was at all the games. He was getting meaningful reps. Not only has Josh Simmons not played the last 2 weeks and presumably the next couple of weeks as well, he hasn't practiced either. He's not just missing a month of games. He's missing a month of practices, of team workouts, of film sessions, of individual one-on-one meetings with Andy Reid or position coaches. Those are important things to factor into this decision-making process if you're the Kansas City Chiefs. I think Josh Simmons is going to have to fight it out with Jalen Moore for the remainder of the year, and I'm not sure he's going to be able to get it back this season with the way that Jalen Moore has played thus far, barring an injury to either Jalen Moore himself or potentially the right tackle.
So I largely agree with what you're saying. Play the best players. Jalen Moore's been the best player. He's been here more. He will have, in theory, been through the Bills game at that point, which we think is one of the more important games on the Chiefs' schedule. So I understand everything you're saying when you say that. But
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
It just, there's something about the Chiefs' schedule on the back half that feels like you have a chance to get him back up to playing shape, I guess, up to par. And I think when we saw both them in July in training camp, the coaching staff, the powers that be, said Josh Simmons is the guy. Because I pulled up the Chiefs' schedule, and if you're just tuning in, Nate Taylor has a story on ESPN. Go click it, read it. Josh Simmons is expected to rejoin the team in a few weeks. In his story, he says a logical timeline would be during the bye week. That would make sense following the Bills game. Following the Bills game, they have a bye, as we mentioned. Broncos and Colts, those are two games that I don't think people in preseason anticipated being, oh man, really important, yeah. Unless you are, you know, Daniel Jones' significant other, and then you probably bet on it. But other than that, but after that, it kind of throttles down for a while, and there is a window where in theory you can get Josh Simmons back up to the level you need him to be. There's a Texans game. That game is, the Texans are not at all what we anticipated. The Chargers, I assume they'll be hurt by that point. That's what happens to the Chargers. Then there's the Titans. I do not want to watch that game under any circumstance because the Titans are horrible. Like, there's a window there where maybe you carry Jalen Moore through the Denver game, but then you can turn around and go back to Josh Simmons because, and I agree with you, six circumstances have changed. But in July, with nothing but practice time, nothing but reps, nothing but film to watch, Andy Reid, Matt Nagy, and Andy Heck said, oh yeah, the 20-something who hasn't played football in a year, he's our guy. I think they're going to try to make him the guy again at some point this season. And that window following the Thanksgiving game feels like the window to get him back up to the level you need to be, and you still have Jalen Moore as a break glass in case of emergency and a backup in that world.
Yeah, no question about it. I just do not want to see this situation turn into the debacle that was the left tackle position a year ago. Now, I believe that Jalen Moore and Josh Simmons are both better left tackle options than anybody the Chiefs had last year, but it just felt like we were juggling who the left tackle was going to be, and I don't think it does anybody any good, whether that's Josh Simmons or Jalen Moore, to make this like a week-by-week sort of a decision-making process, or God forbid, these guys are like alternating drives at left tackle as they try to figure out who the number one is going to be. Find out who your guy is, in my view, and stick with that guy, because I think continuity is going to be the best thing for this Chiefs team as you get into late November, December, and obviously into January in our best of hopes, February, with another shot at a Super Bowl.
That is where me and you are going to agree with this 100%. Continuity is king. And if Andy Reid, Andy Heck, Matt Nagy, Patrick Mahomes, Brett Veach, whoever's in charge making the decision says, hey, Jalen Moore's been the guy, continuity is king, we're going to keep it with Jalen Moore the rest of the season. Josh, we're sorry about what happened, whatever happened in your life. We're sorry you lost your job for the rest of this season because of that. We'll circle back next season. I wouldn't hate that outcome. I would also tell you there's the other side of that coin with continuity is king, and the fact that Josh Simmons was the starter, you can get back to that level of continuity. We will continue to talk about this as we have one segment left on the show. We will take a break here in a minute. Breaking news, like I said, into the drive for ESPN, our friend Nate Taylor. Joshua Simmons expected to rejoin the Chiefs in a few weeks. The logical timeline would be following the Bills game during the bye. We'll talk about that, and we'll talk about...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.